And it is John Gibbons from the Anfield Lab with another podcast about Alexander Isak. He hasn't moved anywhere yet. He is still in the Northeast. But will that change between now and Monday? Well, that is the $100 million question, even more probably if it does happen. So to help us answer that, I've got Mark Douglas, who is Northern football correspondent at iPaper. And Mark, it's Monday night was seen as a big part of this. It was a side story in all the drama. A lot of people suspected that something might, if it were to happen, would be sort of after that because of this big game. But the game went ahead on Monday. First of all, you were there. How was the atmosphere? How was the occasion? How present, metaphorically, was Alexander Isak? We know he wasn't there literally, but how much did he feed into drama, and what was that drama like to observe?
Oh, I mean, he was absolutely, I think, central to the narrative of it, because I've done a lot of Newcastle-Liverpool games down the years. And, you know, the atmosphere is always good for that game, especially when it's a midweek fixture and an evening game. But I think it just took it to another level. And it was actually, I think, what I was surprised about was how little sort of Isak was sung about, and how much little Isak was kind of featured in the sort of terrace kind of songs before Liverpool got to the point of 2-0. And I think maybe Liverpool fans thought, well, we've got this game now, so we can start to kind of, you know, take the mickey a little bit, and it won't feed into it a little, because the atmosphere just went flat. So he was present, and I think you can see Newcastle have been galvanized by it. Eddie Howe has used it as a kind of positive force. But by the same token, I think Newcastle probably win or draw that game, maybe, if Isak's there, because Liverpool are in a transition at the moment. There's no denying that. I mean, I think by the end of the season, it was a great time for Newcastle to play Liverpool, because I think by kind of November, December, when all the pieces have kind of come together a bit, they're going to be a very different team. And Newcastle would have probably won that game with Isak playing for them, a fully motivated Isak playing for them. So I think it was, you know, it's a massive opportunity missed for Newcastle. For Liverpool, kind of a bit of a get out of jail free card. But then you look at the options that they have coming off the bench, something that Newcastle didn't have, although ironically Asula came off the bench and did change the game. And you think, yeah, he was absolutely central, but the atmosphere, everything around it, was definitely jacked up because of what's happened with Isak.